Spring 2021, there's a new show coming to Radio 4, a small series of shows, if you like, and it's all around comedy. Jamie McDonald is a blind comedian. He's been around a little bit, shall we say. I'll let him tell you a bit more, and he will be the man presenting some of these shows on Radio 4. So we thought we'd catch up with him, learn a little bit more, and thank you for joining us, Jamie.
Not presenting some of them. It's a series I'm writing all about me. So let's just stroke my ego from the start.
Why not? You wrote the theme tune, sing the theme tune and stuff like that.
Exactly. It's Jamie the Musical.
But comedy then. So how did you get into comedy? Because when I looked at your bio, it's not a comedy background.
It's quite classically educated and then off to the banks. That's how I started. I did St Andrews in Aberdeen. I did law and then I was a corporate banker for a while, which I'm deeply, deeply sorry about. And then it was about the time of the kind of credit crunch and all that. And I hated banking. I was bad at it. And B, it was just dull. And everyone was starting to get fired. And I've always loved comedy. Like I grew up with it, like all the videos of like, I think they were Carry On films and all that kind of stuff. And which I'm sure probably, you look at them now, they'll be awful in today's climate, but they were funny back then. And started doing open mics down in London and then got fired and took it up full time. And I've been doing comedy now for 2013. I started, so 7 years, 7.5 years. And I finally got my first Radio 4 show. Hey!
You've made it. I mean, Radio 4 is famous for a lot of its comedy shows, its comedy news shows and so on. So a great platform.
Yeah, no, I'm chuffed. Because I think you bid for these shows. You know, I'm working with a producer called Richard Melvin, Dabster Productions, and we've worked together on quite a few things and we put the pitch in. And you're up against, there's 3,500 pitches for the slot. And I think they give out about 30 of them. So it's kind of like 1 in 100. So yeah, got one. So delighted.
Well done. So what's the format of the shows then? How many are there?
It's the 11 PM slot. It's a 15-minute slot and it's a series of four. And that's about as much as we know at the moment, because it's going to be about my kind of journey of my eyes, you know, from kind of like defiance or is it unacceptance, non-acceptance, unacceptability? I don't know. Not accepting it at the start through to absolutely milking it for profit.
Well, it sounds like a good way to go. A lot of comedians use that life experience, though, don't they? You know, it's no longer that, oh, see my mother-in-law. You know, comedy has evolved quite a bit, and it's all that lived experience and comedy that people can relate to as well, in a way.
The guys that do the kind of, what you'd call kind of hack stuff, the mother-in-laws and all that, anyone can do that. And there'll always be a kind of audience for it, a kind of dwindling audience and stuff, but people are more interested in a lived experience and a perspective, you know. So if I go on stage and I don't talk about blindness, people are like, why are you not talking about blindness? That's interesting, you know. So I don't do exclusively blind stuff, but it's always got a flavour of it, because as everybody listening to this will know, you can get yourself into some right scrapes when you can't see.
If you kept it to blindness all the time, would that not pigeonhole you in a way? So it's better to have that mix.
I am massively pigeonholed. like, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't get hired. Like, I'm doing some stuff. There's a pilot that's going to commission as well on BBC Scotland channel called The Scots with the guys from Berniston. And it's like, surprise, surprise, I play a big blind Scottish guy. You know, it's like, what else am I going to do? Pigeonholing is also my comfort zone. But I do, you know, I do other stuff. But the blind stuff where I'm comfortable at, and it's what people do like to hear, because it's like, they can't see it, but I can.
Is the material easy to get as well? Because it's kind of, I take it, it's sort of lived experience. And like you say, you can see it. Other people may be uncomfortable seeing it.
Yeah, and it's got to have a bigger point to it and callbacks. Like that. What I like about stand-up over, say, improv is like you craft a joke, you know, you make a story up and you pepper it with bits and then you kind of refer back. So when I'm doing my fringe shows, you know, the whole kind of hour is aware of itself. You know, in 45 minutes in, you're referencing something you said, you know, in 10 minutes in, and it's all kind of nicely knitted, and that's what I quite like, weaving it all together.
Mm. And the shows are obviously, they're coming up, so more work for you there, because obviously the current situation, the live stuff's really taken a bit of a nosedive, to be fair.
Oh, God, so bored. Like, there's been no live gigs, and I've tried to write some stand-up about COVID and stuff, but when you don't know who's going to be hearing it or when you're going to be doing it, you just don't really give a kind of half-baked approach. So what I've been trying to do over COVID is just, you know, try and achieve, you know, one thing a day, you know. You know, so I'll wash the dishes or walk the dog or something, and then fully appreciate and you deserve that bottle of white wine that you have for brunch.
And I suppose the job that you do, I mean, stand-up's obviously a big thing. You've got a crowd there. You've got the buzz from the audience. You've probably got the feedback from them as well, the banter that maybe take you onto another path in your show. It must be hard not to have that there and do like an online streamed one or videoed one.
Are you trying to make me cry?
Am I succeeding?
Yeah, I mean, that's, I've done a couple of the online things and everything's all right, you know. So I do the Breaking the News show on Radio Scotland, and, you know, we used to do that nice panel for comedians, Des Clark, and then there'd be the audience in, and there was a nice buzz around it, and you'd fire off each other, and it was great. And now we do the same show, but I'm at my kitchen table, and the other comedians at their kitchen tables, we've got an app, and we all kind of chat in the ether, and it's all right, you know, it's fine, it's ticking the boxes, but it's just not, you just don't get that buzz, you know. So just, it's like going from doing a job that you love to doing a kind of slightly just tarnished, duller version of it. But you can't, I mean, I've got my health, I don't have COVID, so, you know, you've got to kind of be thankful. But I'm still very much pushing for live performances to get back as soon as possible, and in a safe way. You know, the pubs and stuff are open, and I don't think there's been a massive spike or anything like that. So, I don't know. But I hope that by early next year, we're back to some kind of normality, because I've just had all the October gigs cancelled now up in Scotland as well. So it's just pain.
Will the Radio 4 stuff be in front of an audience, or will that just be you in a studio again?
It's scheduled to be in front of an audience. So hope so. Yeah, it will probably be recorded at the Stand. And I'm not quite sure yet of the full format, because it'll be a mixture of live and studio.
Jamie, we'll certainly look forward to the Radio 4 stuff. I'll definitely be tuning in. Don't worry about that. You all have one listener. But if people want to learn more about you, Jamie, a bit more about you, maybe catch some of your gigs when you're out doing it again, what's the best way to get in touch or find the info?
I have a website, a shiny new website, actually. And that's jamiemacdonaldcomedian.com. That's M-A-C. And Facebook, I'm at That Funny Blind Guy. And Twitter, just That Funny Blind Guy. That's the way to get in touch with me.
Best of luck with the Radio 4 gig, Jamie. And thanks for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, pal.